We're going to kick straight on with our first guests, and it is Ronan Lynch, Tommy Buckley and Michael Killen, collectively known as Tangier. Good morning, guys.
Morning, Greg.
Thanks. Hi, Michael. How are you? You're in a separate room here, so the way it's working, I'm concentrating on you, Michael. And what a year it's been for you guys.
It's been very successful first year for us. We started kind of around this time last year, and we started off playing cover gigs around Dublin. And eventually we entered our first single into a competition with 2FM to play Electric Picnic. So there was 400 entries for that. And yeah, the judges liked our song. We were shortlisted into the top 30. And then the public voted and we won the competition and ended up playing twice over the weekend at Electric Picnic.
I know to do what yous do, you have to be confident. You know, you have to have maybe a bit of arrogance or what have you. But you couldn't have expected what was coming, surely, that you know, I mean, to beat out 400. And we know the talent that's out there, you know, as well. And to play twice at Electric Picnic, that normally comes sort of, you know, down the line.
Yeah.
But to do it and to do it well and to be well received, I mean, it must have been some buzz.
It was unbelievable because, like, the song we recorded was kind of all done in our home up in Dublin. So it was received well, and you know, as you say, there's a lot of talent in the competition. There was a lot of good bands there, but you know, we've good friends and family and people that like our music who were voting for us, who got us through the competition, and like, it's been a big step up as a result for us. Like,
you've got recognition from DublinConcerts.ie. Whelans and State magazine had you as one of the top 30 Irish acts to watch in 2016. As we mentioned, you played Electric Picnic. That's 2016. Now you're kicking on to 2017. There's no, you can't say, well, we had one great year. So
you can't rest. Like,
yeah, exactly. So you have to build on that while the momentum's there. So what is the story now for 2017 for you guys, do you think?
Well, the plan is to kind of branch out now. We're hoping to kind of travel outside Dublin and do a few gigs around the country. We've been playing in a lot of the well-known spots in Dublin, like Whelans and Workman's and the Grand Social and places like those that are well-known for their music. But we want to, in 2017, branch out a bit more. We have a show coming up now in the Baller, and that's going to be our first show in Donegal. And then over Christmas as well, we're going to be playing in Cork. And the plan for 2017 then is, in January, we're going to start working on new material, record an EP, hopefully have it out maybe around April or May time.
And we know for a fact, you know, to get this level of success, you kind of sort of have to grow organically and people discover your music and, you know, you're going to have fans in the regions already, so it's an opportunity for you guys to meet them and sort of, you know, they'll bring friends, and that's really how it works, doesn't it? That's how you sort of really build it up.
That's it, like, it's networking with people and friends, and as you say, friends are going to bring their friends to the gigs as well. And like, we're looking forward to 2017 and getting out there and getting our music heard.
Yeah, and you talk about the four of us, or I talked about the four of us earlier. And if you look, I mean, those guys travel like nobody's business around the country still to this day, you know, 30, 40 years on. Well, it's not 30 years, maybe 20 years on, but you know what I mean? Like, it really, you do constantly have to put in the footwork, don't you?
Yeah, no, you do. Like, there's a lot of, as you say, work on the ground that goes on behind the scenes. Like, it's not all, you know, jamming out the music and practicing, rehearsing. There's a lot of kind of organizing and PR work and boring administration stuff. But like, us playing good gigs again with original music in prestigious venues hasn't always been that way. Like, we, as I say, we started off as a cover band.
Yeah.
And like, we were playing in, you know, rubbish enough pubs around Dublin at the time. Like,
it was disheartening at the start of your career. Disheartening a bit, was it?
Well, not disheartening, but like, we were doing cover gigs, and there was like a few times where we were playing cover gigs in spots where we just, you know, people wouldn't be into the
music. I know what you're saying. Bad booking, really, more or less, just a bad fit. And as it relates then to songwriting, what's the process there? I mean, you know, there has to be a conveyor belt of stuff too, I presume, as well. So that has to be, you know, mixed in with the live performance and what have you.
Well, yeah. Writing-wise, we all kind of have our own way of doing it. I mean, Tommy, like, you seem to come up with your stuff and bring it to the rest of us then, and we kind of pitch in our special areas then.
Brilliant.
And That seems to be the way we go about it.
Don't change it. If it's working, yeah, let's stick with it.
Someone comes up with an idea and we kind of jam it out then a bit.
Superb. And the Balor now, you know, it's becoming a real, you know, some of the acts that are coming to the Balor, they're attracting fantastic acts, not least yourselves. I've heard and seen that it lends itself very well for gigs and what have you. So it's great for the 2 years from Donegal, at least, anyway. This is the homecoming gig.
The homecoming gig, yeah. We'll be parading through the town afterwards.
Open top bus is booked, in case you weren't aware. They have that
champagne at the ready. As you said, like myself and Ronan, we're from Castlefin originally, and we haven't played a gig in Donegal with Tangier, so we're looking forward to being on home soil and seeing all our friends and family out at the Balor. And
And it's the 29th or 28th. Do you have that date?
It's the 28th of December.
28th of December.
So great Christmas present.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We'll get on to the Balor box office now. 28th of December, Tangier. And I have a feeling it's going to be one of those gigs that, you know, people can say they saw yous there when yous are, you know, big time.
Oh, hopefully now, you know.
Unless he's mess it up.
Unless he's messed up.
It's your fault if it doesn't work.
We hope it's not a case of people going, oh, we were at that gig with the boys who played Electric Picnic 1 year. We hope it's more the other way.
Well, listen, we'll stay on the positive. What are you going to perform for us?
We're going to do one of our original songs.
Brilliant.
This is a song called Misfitter. It was written by Tommy. It was well received now when we put it out. And it's one we really enjoy playing live, so...
Brilliant, take it away. Thanks, yeah, guys.
Thank you, Greg.
Is this misfit hour with my name on the fridge again? As I'm shaping up these walls for you, my folktales making known that I'm a strange boy. I need the arrow to think about the way it turned out, 'cause I can't be the loser in this race to ice. My actions making known that I'm a strange man. It was only for a summer when life was one long dream. I told you you should meet her. The back of school awaits. When the lightning makes a serve, I'll wait. Wait. When the bloodline's made its case, I'll wait. Wait for you.
Only for a summer. It was only for a summer.
Can you prove to me that everything I've chosen was a waste of time? The telling of the silence is the resolution. It's decisions making known that I'm your strength. Was only for a summer when life was one long dream. I told me you should meet her. The back of school awaits. And when the lightning makes a serve, I'll wait. Wait. When the bloodline's made its case, I'll wait. Wait for you.
It's only for a summer.
These past few years, I need to take a look at my hopes and fears, 'cause I can't get away, get away, get away, get away, no.
Hey, that was brilliant, lads. You know, I'm surprised that's not a film soundtrack or something yet. It sounds really, really like it should. Brilliant. It's hard. Like, I don't know enough about music, so I don't want to patronise your insult, yes, but it's such a fantastic sound to get so early on. I mean, you must be delighted and stoked with it yourselves, are you? Do you know what I mean by that? It's just, it's, you know, it's, there's a sort of a maturity of the three if you're in what you're producing so quickly.
Thanks very much. Now, it's not our first band either. Like myself and Ronan, we've been in bands for years together, and Tommy, this is his first band really, and like, I mean, he's running away with it here. Like, that's one of his songs, and It's brilliant.
It is absolutely. It is a beautiful song. In case your heads are getting too big, Auntie Joy was on from Bala Buffet. Well done to nephew Ronan Lynch and the band. Great to hear you on Highland. Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
That reminds me of when Shay Given came back to Lifford. You know, 6'7", probably a 2 grand suit, sunglasses on, and his auntie went up to him and said, Shay, would you take your glasses off, would you?
Yeah, would you take your glasses off?
Sunglasses it was. It wasn't on radio, it was up at a function in Lifford. But anyway, you're going to do one more for us, lads. We really do appreciate you coming back on with us. And I know you're all based in Dublin, but look, I mean, if anyone wasn't convinced about going to see you at the Bala Theatre in Bala Buffet this Wednesday, or this coming 28th of December, it is a Wednesday, they're in for a real treat, no doubt about it. So what are you going to play for us next then?
We're going to play a festive one.
Yay!
We'll do a Shaken Stevens cover.
Brilliant!
So we're going to do Merry Christmas, everyone. But thanks a million for having us. Our show's on the 28th in the Baller, and we have support from the Four Foresters and Nigel Hegarty. And the Four Foresters, they play Electric Picnic as well. We've had them supporting us before. They're brilliant too. So be a good night of music in the Baller.
Okay, 28th of December. Get on to the Baller Theatre box office there and book your tickets. And I do genuinely think they would be a really great Christmas present.
Cheers.
Yeah. Nothing crossed. Genuinely do. All right, then. This is Ronan Lynch, Tommy Buckley, Michael Killen, collectively the Odd Tangier. They've had a huge 2016. We hope and we're sure and confident they're going to have a massive 2017 and beyond. And they're going to sing us a Christmas song.
We are.
Take it away, lads.
Follow us on Facebook or Twitter as well.
Snow is falling all around me, children playing having fun. It's the season, love and understanding. Merry Christmas, everyone. Time for parties and celebrations. People dancing all night long. Time for presents and exchanging kisses. Time for singing Christmas songs. We're gonna have a party tonight. I'm gonna find that girl underneath the mistletoe. We'll kiss by candlelight. Rumors swaying, records playing, all the old songs we love to hear. All I wish that every day was Christmas. What a nice way to spend the year. We're gonna have a party tonight. I'm gonna find that girl underneath the mistletoe. We'll kiss by candlelight. Snow is falling all around me. Children playing, having fun. It's the season, love and understanding. Merry Christmas, everyone. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Get us right in the spirit. Thanks very much, lads. Tangier there, you can see them. It's a headline show. It's at the Bala Theatre in Bala Buffet on Wednesday, the 28th of December.